There is an old Native American proverb, "Tell me the facts and I'll learn. Tell me the truth and I'll believe. But tell me a story and it will live in my heart forever." Too often when we gather together as educators, we share our facts and our perceived truths. We talk about curriculum, pedagogy, policies, strategies, work plans. They provide us with ideas to use in our teaching and leading. Sometimes we remember them, but more often we forget them. There are protocols for sharing stories with the purpose of distilling from them some common elements or truths. When colleagues shared their stories in the Progressive Leaders Group, we could have distilled from them their essence, the relevant elements. We could have expanded on the concepts of ownership and accountability, of creating opportunities in which students can achieve more than they imagined, of conditions which enable people to trust one another, or ways in which we can make ourselves open to new ideas, new possibilities. Instead, we chose to share these stories without deep analysis because we wanted you to experience them, to experience the simplicity and complexity of engagement, to feel the humanity within them, to touch your heart as well as your mind. We hope that at least one of these stories will make their way into your heart. I close with a quote from Pat Carini. "I rely on the animating power of story to connect your story to mine, and both of ours to larger public stories, stories of the era, stories of the race, stories of loss and sorrow, stories of hope and fulfillment, stories of human degradation and destructiveness, stories of human strength in the overcoming of stunning blows of fate. In sum, stories of how humanness happens in the making, unmaking, and remaking of it." I encourage you to share your stories.